Okay, my friends, we were speaking about a person, how a person can be ma'ir himself. We're talking about how a person is supposed to try to be nis'ala, to elevate himself. He should have moments of elevation, moments of inspiration. And we started speaking about davening. We said it's not only when a person davens for his own needs, but that's one thing we spoke about, a person davening for himself, things that he needs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these needs. We said, for Rabbi Yeruchim, we think that we have to daven because we have tzaris. The truth is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tzaris in order that we should daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to daven, he has to get our attention. That's why. But not only that's where it starts. It starts with a person's personal needs. But not only that, but then when you daven for Yerushalayim, Yerucho Berachamim Toshuv, once a person already has his heart is open, once already his heart is revealed, so you can daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Tzemach Tov Arav Tuch Amir Satzmiach. All the tefillahs, whatever it is we're davening for, anything that is ruchni is not only for our own personal needs. So a person can daven, and once he already has this islavus, he has this already, this inspiration, this feeling. So it spills over, it rolls over. And then he continues and says, we're up to page Ayin Dalet on the bottom paragraph. I believe that's where we're up to. V'loi betfila shel chiyuv Shachris, Mincha, the Arvis, Bilvad. Not only when a person davens the three times a day that are our obligations. We have three times that we have to daven. Shachris, Mincha, and Marif. Rakgam bechol ayoyim tishtadel lahamtzi locha eize zman ponui. The entire day, you should try to find a little bit of space, a little bit of time, a little bit of open time, empty time. Talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is something that is something that's found often in Chassidus. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov speaks about it probably the most. Talks about a person doing what he calls his spoydidus. But the idea is really talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person should have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his own language. I heard from one of the biggest Rosh Hashivas in America. He told me privately, he said, if I had the ability, so I would change the tefillah to English. Because people don't talk to Hashem anymore. No one talks to Hashem. They're just reading a script. So we don't have, no one has. If he can't do it, we can't do it. But we should find the time to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and express yourself and say your feelings. A person should have a few minutes. Some people, they could do it during the Shemayin Esrei. There's places in the Shemayin Esrei. You know, everyone is somewhat famous. Do it during Shema Koleinu. I heard from Rav Israel Erlinger, who's Rav Shalom Erlinger's father. So he told me Shema Koleinu is too precious. It's too, don't do it there. Do an Elokai Netzor. I guess he knew that my tefillahs weren't, maybe I didn't have the right kavanas. He told me do it Elokai Netzor right before I say Laman. To do it over there, but wherever a person finds a place to do it, or just do wherever you are, like Rabbi Nachman speaks about just doing it in the market. Like a person's in the market and he feels Cyrus and then wants to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person should be able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tfilo u'b'shira. I want to tell you something which I think is a very, very special thing, and it could be that it could mamish make a big difference in your life. Those of us that like music, and I love music, music can just be a beat. And it could be we don't even know what the words are, like Reisensolz or Reisensois and Reisenschein or whatever the words are. I don't know if anyone knows what the words mean. I don't know if anyone cares. And some of the other Yiddish songs that are just, and I don't know. And then it's just a beat. If a person would take a song, and whatever the words are to the song, he davens the song. It's so unbelievable. You're singing Hashiveinu Hashem Melech Venashuva. And you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while you sing a song. So you're having a great time, of course. But aside from that, you're davening to Hashem. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecho. And you're there, and you're in that moment. When you're at a chasana, when you're at a Purim Masiba, when you're at a Chanukah Masiba, when you're singing Zmiros, whatever it is. The problem is so many songs, we have no clue what the words mean. But if we get just a little bit of an inkling of what we're singing, and then we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shira. We're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in song. We're singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we can have that, and that's all. You could create Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through just singing. That's it. Obviously, we're talking about certain types of songs that we can do that with, right? But a person can do that with his... So Rabbi said there's something here which is, I think, very, very powerful. And there's something that happens in this culture, which there's something which we experienced, you never experienced the way I experienced. And that's boredom. And boredom, I've learned to appreciate the beauty of boredom. I was bored. You boys have never been bored like I was bored. I used to listen to music on a cassette. So if we wanted to hear a song, we had to press rewind and wait until it rewound all the way. And you had to guess where it is. Stop. No, it's not. It's not. Rewind. It was like there was, you know, until you found like how to rewind it. And we only had so many cassettes, and we had to like, you know, and you couldn't, you tried putting things on cassettes till you recorded something on a cassette. You had to sit there and record it and then re-record it, and you're making your own tapes and this and that. And you have thousands of songs that you could listen to. Thousands. We didn't have that. You have stimuli like we never had in our life. We didn't have the type of stimuli that you had. Whether it's access to internet, we didn't have access. If a person wanted to watch a video, he had to take out a cassette, a VCR, and put it in, and then he had to sit there and watch it, and then you had to rewind if you wanted to watch it again, and the rewind took around 5 minutes, unless the tape got stuck, and then you had to like pull out the, you guys know what I'm talking about, and use a pencil to wind it to get it back on the reel, or whatever. These are things we had, and when we were in Eretz Yisrael, we were so bored. When we weren't learning, we were just bored. There's nothing to do. There's no stimuli. So we had to think. We had to think. Because or else you just, what are you doing? You're sitting there and you just, your mind just thinks and you start thinking about things and you think about life. You think about where you're going, what your purpose is. You think about Hashem. You think about what you can do, what you want to do. And we think. And boredom is such a gift. Because we thought. And this generation, that it's just not given the opportunity. You don't have the time to speak to Hashem. You don't have the time to do that because you're so busy, inundated with so many stimuli, so many things that are keeping you busy. I've told this story before. I don't know if you heard of Dada Talmud. This was even years ago, but already after all the stimuli were in place. Talmud was calling me up. He told me he's unemployed for 8 months. So, and he was living here, it's hard to get a job here, whatever it is, you know, and his wife's from here. So I said to him, you know, do you learn? He said to me, I don't have any time. I don't know, I just don't have any time. I was like, you're unemployed, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know, until I finish, you know, reading the paper, checking the internet, playing with my kids and this and that, you know, I'm out of time. Like, it's unbelievable. You don't have any time because there's so many stimuli that are hitting you. You don't have time to think. You don't have time to have a relationship with Hashem. And there are so many ways that will enhance. And this is what the Piasetzner Rebbe says. And I tell you, I think that for me, I was searching for this. I was searching to try to find this. What creates inspiration? How does a person get inspiration? What does it? And I learned this. We're learning for months together with Meir Solomon, Sefer called Hachshoras Avreichim. That's the second version. That's the next volume. The next volume of the Tzcholos Talmidim. How does a person get inspiration? And we were learning it until finally we hit the Nakuda. The Rebbe says the following thing. He says from the Sefer Imrei Elimelech, and he says the same way you understand that if a person, let's say someone does something to you that upsets you. Let's say you have a long ride home after it happens, and you're thinking about it, and you're going over in your mind, and you're playing it over, and you're getting more and more upset as you keep on going over, like, look at the way he did it, this and why, like that, and because of him, it does this and that, and all of a sudden you're like bubbling over with anger because you keep thinking about it. If a person wants to have inspiration of love or of positive feelings of dveikus, you have to think about it. You have to think about it. So, I want to put it in these terms. If a person watches a video of Charlie Harari, Charlie's amazing, very inspiring, and after he finishes Charlie Harari, he says, okay, let's watch another one. That's terrible. Why? It's great. It's more Charlie. But did you think about what he said? Did you think about it? Did we process it? Are we going, wow, that was touchy-feely, let me move on to something else, and we move on to something else, and I come going to something else, and we never think about anything. We don't have time to think. We don't have time to think. We don't have time to think anywhere. Everywhere we go. We have our, you know, we're plugged in. We have our, even if we're listening to Jewish music, even, halavai, but even that, we're not thinking about anything. And if a person wants real inspiration, he wants real connection, we have to have time to just disconnect. Just disconnect. And I'll tell you something crazy. It's crazy. Take 60 Bachram, 70 Bachram, put them in the worst conditions possible. The worst thing you could possibly imagine. Sleeping on the side of a mountain in the boiling hot. It's the worst thing you could possibly imagine. You're crazy. You're nuts. And a lot of people are like, I want out of here. And even the guys that didn't say they want out of here wanted out of there. I know. Okay? They wanted out. And Halavai would never would have gotten here in the first place. And if there would have been a taxi, they would have left. And it's nuts. And why is everyone talking about how what an awesome job it is? Because there were no distractions. It was just us. We're going to be together. We're going to enjoy each other's company. I can't run to my room where I'm going to like hang out with my guys, or I'm going to leave, go over here. And there was such a feeling. And the Mashgiach can't get over it. Can't get over it. Like, he's like, we have to do this again. I said, like, yeah, right. I can't get over how what happened. But our distractions are just, they're destroying our ability to connect. And we don't connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're so distracted. And we don't think about things anymore. And he's saying, a person has to take out time. You have to have spare time, free time in your day. And a person has to use that time, and we use it for tefillah, for shira, sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we just know what the words we're saying them. We say them, we spend so many hours in our day davening, and we don't know what the davening means. We say, Yukum Pur Kon Min Shamaya. What in the world does that mean? We say it every single Shabbos. And that's just Shabbos. That's Musaf. That's a rough one. Right? But what about every single day, the Halalukas? Do we know what we're saying? Hodul Hashem. If we know what we're saying, we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're singing songs, if we just try to internalize the words, Shifchi Kamayim Libech, Ona Hashem, it could be such a powerful experience. That creates a slavus. That's it. It's so simple. It's just do the same thing over and over again. When we were younger, they used to sing the same song over, over, over. Now, l'chadoidi, they have to change every two stanzas because guys are bored. I'm like, what are you doing? What are we changing for? It's a great song. Let's stay in the zone. There's no zone. What do you mean? We got to like move. Next, next. Let's go. That's what we have to try to find. And the more we get into the habit to talk from our hearts, your hearts will get softer. Your spirit will be uplifted. Your nefesh will be brought closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to get into the habit of talking to Hashem. But to awaken yourself, to inspire yourself, to be ma'ir yourself, to speak to Hashem, tuchal rak im techazek es machshava yisecha niskaleh. You have to be machazek this machshava, this thought. You have to strengthen it. You have to repeat it. Be'emunoscha shehashem mole kol haaretz kevoida. Kodesh Baruch Hu is everywhere. You can talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu anywhere. Because he's there, he's in the room right now in this very moment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us at every moment. Even if you don't see him. I heard once a beautiful daher, I don't know. I think it was from Rabbi Avram Jacobowitz. His son, Shmuel Chaim, learns here in Yeshiva for Seder. I think he said the following day here, you know, in our generation, it's a little harder for us to be able to relate to something we can't see. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the innovation of microwaves. What are microwaves? Microwaves is a scientific fact, and you cannot see them. But scientifically, it's proven they're there, even though you can't see them. And X-rays and sono waves and all of these rays and waves that we know that they exist. It's a proven fact that they're there. You could see the results of a microwave, even though you can't see it. I put it in, and all of a sudden it's cooked. What happened? There's a microwave. So we can, right now, it's so much easier for us to understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, even though I can't see him. I live with so many things that I can't see, and I know they exist. So a person has to emphasize that. He has to strengthen his understanding that even if you can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bai ubikdusha soyata oimed, you're standing in his presence. V'loi b'machshava achas yotzeso yedecho vatscha bazeh. And just thinking about it once is not enough. Here he goes again. Rakichol shetichpal, the more you repeat it, v'tasmid lachshoiv, and you're consistent in thinking, v'machshava, in your mind, chazoka esinyoni amuna, the more you think about it in your mind, the more you remind yourself of it, the more consistent you are in that thought. Yosu yekelecha le'oires nafshecha, the more it filters down to your heart. A person wants to have inspiration in his heart. He has to just keep reminding, thinking about it more and more. Shetidaber laHashem, ha'oy made lefanecha, that you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's standing in front of you. There are things that we know they're true, but a person has to be able to internalize it. And as to internalize, he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've told a joke before. It's one of my nephews made up the joke. He says, there's a minig that Chas and Kala, they go to the Kaisel. That's the first thing they do when they get engaged. They go to the Kaisel. Why go to the Kaisel? He said, because they should get used to talking to a wall. He said, but that's a terrible joke. It's a terrible joke. Because not because of the Chas and Kala part, because of the Kaisel part. I'm not talking to a wall. I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a kid. A kid thinks we're talking to the wall. We don't talk to walls. We're talking to what's behind the wall. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the wall. The Shekhinah is behind the wall. I'm talking to Hashem. I don't know if you've ever been in a hospital room with a person in the coma. I've been there. And I can tell you that I don't know everyone always, but a lot of times people in comas hear exactly what's going on in the room. They know what's going on in the room. They absolutely no response. And you're talking, and it could be sometimes like awkward because you feel like you're really feeling silly, but it's not silly at all. The person in the coma hears you, and they get strength from what you're saying or the otherwise. You could talk to someone even though they don't respond to you. You know they're there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to everything we say. We're talking to somebody. And a person has to remind himself of that when he goes to his davening. It's a conversation. Tefillah is meant to be a conversation. You're still having a hard time. To make the image in your mind. How am I standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm standing here in yeshiva. What does it mean I'm standing in front of Hashem? And you're having a hard time imagining how, like, the amazing impact that your tefillah is having while you're standing in front of the Malik Olam Kvoidoi. Bepnei, Sheba Olam Gashmi Atanimtza. We're in a physical world. We have a much easier time with something tangible. Eincha Rak Geshem Rois. Your eyes only see something that's physical. V'yodcha Choymer Memash Meshois. I can only touch something that's made of something solid. Habet Noah Shemaimo. So what should we do? Look up Shemayim. And I want you to know something. I don't know if you ever notice sometimes I open the curtain a little bit. You're allowed to look out the window to the Shemayim during davening. You're not allowed to look down. You look down, then you can get distracted by all the people. You look up, it helps to be Ma'ir Kavona. Look up to the Shemayim. Look. Habetna. Where would we be at? Habetna Shemayim of his boinin. Try to strengthen and try to focus your thoughts. See that heaven up there? You see that sky up there? You see that there's a cloud? I'm past that cloud. And I'm past the next heaven also. There's seven levels of Rakia. I'm past that too. I am now going to a whole different world, a whole different universe when I daven. Malochim Srafim, V'chol Nishmois Ha'avos, they're there. Malochim, angels, Srafim, fiery beings. The Neshamas of the Avos HaKadoshim, Hanavim, Hatzadikim, U'besoichim Kisei HaKovet Nimtzu. In the middle of that is the Kisei HaKovet. And I'm standing there, and I'm davening to Hashem. V'Hashem HaGadol, HaKadosh V'Hanoira Olav Shoichin. And the Shekhin is on that chair. Hakelam is stater ba'olam hazeh. This world Hashem is hidden. Sham hadar kvoido kol kach nigle. Over there in that world, Everything is clear. And I'm standing there. And my tefillah is being heard. Our tefillahs are being heard there. In front of the malachim and the srafim. Everyone's quiet. Because you're davening. And a person, he has that image of what is davening is the value, the importance, the beauty of his davening. And he goes to, he starts his davening with realizing how important and how powerful his tefillah is. So our boy said, when you daven, we're being transported, we're going to a different place. There's something, there's people who had this experience. It's called hispashtus ha'gashmias. It's an outer body experience. Now, they speak about it that there are people during, in the Gemara that had this. They're like, they started davening in one corner and they ended up in another corner because they like, they were like out of their body almost. Their neshama went, you're just going up. Going up. And davening can transport you to a different place. It brings us to, we think, lefnei Hashem is because Hashem comes here. It's really because we're there. We brought there here or there. However you want to say it. That's what davening is. Hischazek habeit v'chashoyf. Strengthen yourself, look and think. Amoid ani me'ever lezeh. I'm standing now past all of this, beyond all this. V'aymal av yisbarach. And now I could talk to Hashem. Baruch ato Hashem. I'm speaking directly to you, Hashem. I'm there inside. I'm in the royal chamber, standing in front of the Kinsi HaKavod, and I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch ato Hashem. Oyscha Hashem, the very same Hashem, she'einai nesuos elecha ani mevorech. My eyes are looking to you, because I know Hashem, you're in control of everything, and I can now give you a bracha. Bein imani roye, whether I could see you, Hashem. Bein im eini roye oyscha, if I can't see you. Es eina ani ma'amet, ubecha mestakel. I'm just going to talk to you, Hashem. I have an opportunity to bless you, to talk to you. There's a third sefer, by the way. This sefer is called Chos Talmidim. The sefer along with Meir is called Chshoras Avreichim. There's a third sefer called Bnei Machshava Toiva. It's a kuntres, it's very small. That's like Mamish. That's where the Rebbe goes into Gili Eliyahu HaNavi and all that other stuff. And Beis Hashem, when you hit 40, give me a call and we can talk about it. But it's really very, very, but you should know it's simple things. It's holy things and simple things. And he talks over there. He says, you know, some people have a hard time. My image is just so blank. What am I thinking? Okay, I'm looking up at Shemayim. I'm past this. Where am I? I'm blank. He says, you know what? Imagine a throne. A real throne. A big thing. Think of a throne. And there's a king on the throne. And then the Rebbe says something very controversial. And I can't even say it the full way he says it. But imagine a king on the throne. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say more on that. It's very complicated. And he goes through the machlekes of Kenyu. We're learning about the animamins. Hashem doesn't have a body. For sure he doesn't have a body. You're not coming to say that's what Hashem looks like. Chas v'shalom. But if a person needs to be able to like picture a throne, and picture there's a crown on the throne, and you're there in the throne room, and there's malachim standing on. You should have that image in your mind as you start davening. That's where you are, for real. And a person has to be able to do that in order to be able to understand and to feel like the amazingness of davening. V'im ritzoin choladas. Ad kama ri'iyos chazuna ga'as lemala. And if you want to know how like impactful is my vision, my understanding, lemala, like how important is it? Amoid u'shmas d'var Hashem. Stand up now, which means concentrate, listen to what Hashem says. Isa b'sifrei ha'yocholos. It's brought in halacha. Shama Hashem, Beruchim Atem Hashem, Shemayim v'Yordei Merkava. Welcome. Im Toimru v'Tagidu Lebonai. If anyone can go and tell my children, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is speaking now to the Shemayim, to the Yordei Mekova, to anyone that's going to carry, that's going to be down there in the world, anyone. Im toimu v'tagidu rabonai, go tell my children. Tell the Yidden. Masha ani oise, what am I doing? Bishah shemekadshim v'oimrim kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. What is Hashem doing when we're doing that? What's going on in Shemayim? Just say those three simple words. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. What that means? Kadosh and Shemayim, kadosh and Arts, kadosh and Shmei Shemayim. Whatever. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Lamdu oisam, teach my children. Sheyu einayim nesu es lamar, and they should look up when they say these words. Look at me. Lebeis tfilasam to Shemayim, zeshar Shemayim. V'noisim atzman lemalo, and they're elevating themselves, they're picking themselves up. Kadosh, kadosh, they're like, they're trying to get closer to me. V'ein li hano ba'olam ke'oisai shah. I don't have pleasure in the entire world like that moment of kadosh, 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 is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's most pleasurable moment. She'eineim nesuos la'einai, their eyes are lifted up to my eyes, and Hashem, kadosh, kadosh, it's you. Ve'einai be'eineim. In my eyes, I'm looking down at them. Bo'isaysha. At that moment, is the words of Hashem. Ani oiches b'kisei kavoidi. I hold on to my kisei HaKavod. B'dmus Yaakov. And the image of Yaakov is there, which means Klal Yisrael. Yaakov is Yisrael. Umechabkom umenashkom, and I hug that tumus, and I kiss it. V'haynu l'chol echad mi Yisrael, that's every single one of us. Umazkir galusam, and I think about, I bring up the galus, the exile. Umimaher geulasam, and at that moment, I just bring it one little inch closer. It's like, okay, we got to end this earlier. We have to end this earlier. Ad kan l'shoyne HaKadosh. Could you imagine? Three words every single day, many times a day. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Ein li hanah ba'olam. Hashem says it's the most hanah I have in the world. Do you realize what we're doing when we're davening? What's going up in Shemayim? The tremendous, tremendous power of our tefillah. And if a person would internalize that and would daven that way, and we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much nachas and so much hanah, we have the ability to, through our tefillah, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Parnasa. Hatzlocha in learning. Gesund. Shidduchim. All these things. Because we just give Hashem so much nachas. Because we daven for real. Our tefillahs are so powerful. But we have to daven with feeling. We run through our davening. We're in such a rush. Everything is like so fast. We're not thinking. What we're thinking about is being done with. But if we think about our davening, and we mean our davening, tefillah is oimid beruma shaloylam. You know what that means? That means tefillah is in the highest place in the world. Literally, literally beruma shaloylam. When you daven, you're up there. You're not down here. Beruma shaloylam, you're standing up there in Shemayim. You're standing there in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis Hashem l'siyata d'shmaya should be zoicha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel our tefillas. We should daven with a complete heart, with a full heart, with a broken heart, but with a full heart. We should be zoicha to uval tzion goyal, to the binyan beis hamikdash, v'mehera v'yameinu amen.